A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 24. From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And then he said to her, "For saying that you may go, the demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. The word of the Lord. From this account in Mark, we can see that pushy mothers are not a phenomenon of the modern society. Women often neglect themselves, but for their children they will not let go. And it seems this has been happening for millennia. This mother is desperate for her daughter's healing, and she parries verbally with Jesus in a sense of fun and repartee until he relents. Recognizing her longing for the crumbs of food already rejected by the Jews, as written back in chapter 6. Although her daughter is tragically ill, she has enough faith in her heart to reply with a smile and go along with the thread that Jesus is leading on. And Mark, too, in this passage, shows himself to be a good teacher. He's using a story to give a summary of the chief points of his recent writings in the previous chapter and a half. The first point is, Israel had had the first offer of the good news, but only the first offer. Jesus had been misunderstood badly in the previous passage. Rejected by the Jews, the rejection by the Jews became the opportunity for the Greeks. He had been challenging Jewish practices and observances. Then when he offered the bread of life, this was rejected by the Jews, but the Gentiles were longing for even just the crumbs of it. The third point in Mark's teaching here was the healing, the power of healing from a distance. It's the backbone to our belief in intercessory prayer on behalf of another person who is absent. So the mother, when she goes home, she finds her child lying on the bed and the demon gone.